Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. And as I travel around the region across the Fraser Coast, I come across the most interesting and positive people doing amazing things. And recently I came across Chris Hall, who I've chatted to before with his bee business.
Fresh Honey.
Fresh Honey, where you sell and make your girls work hard. In making,
they work very hard.
Beautiful honey blends and creamed honey mixes. Yeah. So, anywho, what we were talking about today was you've organised for a very special lady to come up to the Fraser Coast and hold an information session to help people build their awareness, I guess, about.
That's correct. Awareness of bees, but as well as how to manage bees if you've got hives, diseases, pests, or pretty much everything bee. It's open to anyone at all if you have bees or not. I mean, even if you don't have bees, it'd still be good information and how to look after bees, so that everything helps. But if you are a beekeeper or looking to become a beekeeper, she's going to go through everything from disease control, registration, you know, pest identification, basic care of bees and what you need to do to maintain a hive. We're talking honeybees versus native bees though as well.
Yep, so you are talking about honeybees?
Honeybees, yep. So native bees are another kettle of fish, which, I mean, are still very important, but Biosecurity Australia, this particular information session is all about honeybees.
Fabulous. And is there a cost to the actual?
No, free of charge.
Where is the information session happening?
Kondari Hotel have gladly offered us and provided us a free function room, which is really, really good of them. And so it'll be Monday night at 6 o'clock, which is, That's our information section.
It's coming. How's the drought affecting bees? Because we hear about the cattle and the crops and that sort of thing, but insects are important for the environment as well and the ecosystem. So
yeah, absolutely. They're massively important. The World Health Organization's actually rated bees as the most important creature on the planet at the moment, which is pretty impressive, really. But, I mean, without bees, you don't get pollination. Without pollination, there's quite a lot of our food crops that simply won't exist. So, I mean, if you pick cherries, for example, fruit bats and moths and other bugs, butterflies pollinate as well. But if you start going down the line of almonds and a lot of melon crops, bees are the only thing that pollinate them.
Wow.
So there's quite a lot of our foods which will literally disappear without the bees. So they are quite important to our own existence as well as their own.
So how many bees do you have?
I've got just short of 100 hives now.
100 hives. And how many bees generally for a hive?
40 to 60,000 in a fully fledged hive.
Wow, okay. So how do you cater for your bees when we're in this situation of dry weather?
Had to feed them, basically. So I feed a pollen substitute, which doesn't interfere with the honey at all. You can feed a nectar, like a sugar syrup, but of course that can get into your honey, which means then you're not really selling true raw honey. So it's a bit like McDonald's. You can live on it, but it's not particularly great.
Yes.
So the pollen substitute will allow them to live and breed and progress, but not actually interfere with the honey.
Right. So how long will it take? This is getting off track, I guess, but it's very interesting. How long will it take for that supplemented diet to get out of their system and that honey to come back to being pure honey?
Well, if you feed the pollen, it won't actually interrupt the honey at all. So, like, I mean, it doesn't, they store it differently.
Yeah.
So, and it'll be there for 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, depending on what other pollen supplies are available naturally. If you feed a sugar syrup, they'll actually put that in the honey cells. So that way you just don't know when it's there.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. So, you know, that's why I don't feed a sugar, I feed a pollen.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fascinating.
I know. It's amazing little girls.
Yeah.
I've been in bees around 6 years and I'm still learning things every day. Like, they're just such awesome little creatures.
Okay, so I asked you in to make sure that we got the message out about this information session. Yes. But what's the story about why you got into bees?
I've always been passionate about animals anyway, and I never just knew where to get started. I actually teach a judo class and one of our mums came in with a swollen face. I'm like, what's going on? She goes, I'm a beekeeper. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to know about that. And it's just sort of, I started
That's
off.
Where it started.
It's amazing. I wanted two hives. That was my goal. I'm a little bit more than that now.
Wow. So probably first time someone came into a judo class with a swollen face.
Yeah.
Didn't leave from a judo class in a swollen face. And isn't it funny? Life's like that. You just one thing leads on to another thing. So now you've got your You said 40 hives?
No, nearly 100.
Oh, 100 hives. I'm just short of 100. Pardon?
I was actually over 100, but with the drought, I've lost quite a few hives.
So is this a full-time business?
Yeah, it is. From Bundaberg to Brisbane, basically.
Dr. Rebecca Laws from the Biosecurity Australia, coming up from Department of Agriculture and Fisheries.
Biosecurity Australia control all the registrations of bees, and obviously it's a very valuable business industry. How do you say that? It's very, very valuable to the whole industry of, you know, cropping, agriculture, things like that. So they maintain things quite popular. With the last few years, beekeeping has become a lot more popular. So there's a lot more people out there who are starting up bees, which, you know, you can just go out and buy a hive tomorrow and get registered. But that doesn't mean you know how to look after the bees properly. So you need to, it's recommended to join a club. Yeah, learn about bees. Most clubs charge very little to free. We're free. And just share information and get to look after them properly.
How do people get involved with your club?
Fraser Coast Beekeepers is our club or group.
Yeah.
We're not for profit. We don't charge anything at all. We're not doing presidents and secretaries and meetings. We're literally a group of beekeepers, males and females, young to old, standing in a field, helping each other out.
A community.
Yeah, both Neil and I started. We're both beekeepers, and we actually met at the market selling honey. Mm-hmm. And we were having a great chat and share of information, and Neil actually suggested, why don't we do this on a bigger scale and get more beekeepers involved, which I was 100% supportive of.
So if anyone's looking at starting bees,
yeah,
beekeeping?
Absolutely. We've happily helped newbies. Newbies.
Oh. I like that.
we'll happily help newbies to the most experienced person.
Fabulous. Now, if you are a newbie, say, for instance, I was curious. I was bee curious. And would I be able to come on? Would I benefit for coming on Monday night?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Rebecca obviously is used to dealing with everyone from, you know, start to finish with their beekeeping journey.
Yep.
So a lot of the information you might pass over your head because you don't understand the full dynamics if you're a newbie, but there's still going to be plenty of information there to get you started and get you thinking.
Okay. Are you wanting people to register or do they just turn up?
Just turn up is fine.
Oh, that's easy. So yep. 6 p.m.
6 p.m. at Condari Hotel, and the cost is free. And then on the Tuesday, we've got a field day actually at my apiary at Toogham, and again, cost is free.
You just got to get yourself there.
Yep, just get yourself there. All the details are on our Facebook post as well.
Our home school is open to participate in the information session and then also the field day?
Absolutely, they are. Just if they are coming to the field day, just remember to wear protective type clothing, you know, pants, jeans, something like that, because there are live bees floating around, obviously, for safety.
Yeah. So what about registering for the field day? Do you need to have an idea for numbers?
No, it's all good. Just come on through.
We've got
ample room.
It's all outdoors.
All outdoors, yep. And ample room. Obviously, bring your hat and sunscreen would be advisable.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in all the way from Toogham to chat with me today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
You are welcome. So just once again, keep your eye open for Dr. Rebecca Laws, Biosecurity Australia. She'll be wearing the black suit, dark glasses. Is that Men in Black?
That's Men in Black.
That's what I picture when I think of biosecurity. Lady hilarious. In black. And
she is very lovely. I've never met her.
She might
spoken to her and emailed. She's a lovely lady.
I hope she's wearing black and yellow stripes.
That'd be hilarious.
Okay. Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye. Da 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 da